Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Kathy Marriott to the podcast. She is the owner, along with her husband, of Lazy One of Hot Springs, located over on Central. I know y'all opened a little bit earlier this month, so tell me a little bit about what it is y'all do.
Well, we just sell fun pajamas, really.
Yeah. How did you get into this?
Lance and I love to travel, and every fall we like to try to get a cabin somewhere, and we took a trip to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and ended up going into a Lazy One there and just fell in love with the product, the quality of the product, how long it stood up, and still warm, went back like a couple years later, and we were like, we've got to go back into that store. And he's actually done so well, he's had to expand to two. I mean, within like 2 or 3 miles of each other.
Wow. So, So what made you decide to open it here in Hot Springs? Because, you know, it's not necessarily something that most people think of, you know, especially downtown.
Yeah, I think people look at us or talk about us and be like, that crazy couple. Yeah. My husband was born and raised here. He moved to Jonesboro, thankfully, 15 years ago. Because I met him in Jonesboro, but we have grandkids here, his family's here, his mom is here, and, you know, mine are grown and gone, I don't have grandkids, so it was just the obvious choice to be back here around family, so.
Yeah. So, you said you sell funny pajamas and the like. What's some of the kinds of things that, you know, somebody might see in there?
We sell, right now we're really pushing and selling our Christmas match pajamas, so anybody that's wanting to do their, get a head start on their Christmas photo op, because those go fast. But just funny boxers, we've got a lot of Bigfoot, because people here think Bigfoot lives here from what, it's a joke apparently, but some stuff I can't say on the air that it says, but just puns, like they're just puns, you know. We have several Star Wars, you know, may the force be with you. And it's, you know, it's just funny little puns.
Right.
Makes you can't really, you just have to go to our Facebook page and look at stuff.
Right. So you said y'all've got matching family sets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something, I mean, other than the Christmas ones, because, you know, there are a lot of families who like to do the fun pajama Christmas card. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been something that's really taken off in the past few years. But are the family PJs something that is a draw? I mean, do a lot of people seem to like that kind of
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. It's nuts. You know, since COVID hit, it's turned the pajama business into a $22 billion a year industry, you know. Because people, it's completely changed the way people dress. The owner of our building took his daughter to a Taylor Swift concert.
Mm-hmm.
And he said everybody in there was wearing pajamas and Crocs. That's like the new norm now. I mean, 5 years ago, if somebody, because I quit a 41-year restaurant career to do this. And if somebody came in with their PJs on to a job interview, which they do now, I would have ripped their application up. Because I'm like, I'm not taking you seriously if you're not taking yourself seriously, but that is the new norm. I mean, people are going for cozy. You know, when you were locked up in your house, people just wanted to be cozy. So.
Yeah. So when you were getting, you know, everything ready, moving in, getting everything renovated, you know, I'm sure that you had people come by and be like, what do y'all do? You know, do you sell recliners? You know, is it a bar? What's some of the craziest things that you heard when you were trying to get things set up?
The auto part store thing, I think, was everything made me laugh. They thought I was I actually had a guy come in to talk to me about servicing my dishwasher. And I'm like, brother, I just quit the restaurant business. I don't have a dishwasher. So, right. But yeah, he was misinformed. So I don't know what kind of crazy stuff was circulating. But I think he took the icing on that one.
Right. Yeah. So with the auto parts store, you know, that was likely due to the neat counter and all that you have there. Mm-hmm. It's shaped like a old pickup.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about that and where that came from.
Well, even before we found out about the Lazy One company, which is their logo, which was just kind of had little bitty signs that this was meant to be. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in that. But my husband obsesses over red trucks. We have all kinds. I mean, we have a little Christmas thing over there, but with an elf. He just loves red trucks. Mm-hmm. Loves it. But that is the... Actually, their motto, like I said, that just kind of like ding, 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 this is what I need to do.
Right. So you've been open, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. How's the reception been so far?
Insane. I am overwhelmed by just how nice people in Hot Springs are in general. Not saying that people in Jonesboro weren't, but it's made this transition because I uprooted mm-hmm. from 30-something years in Jonesboro to move here. But just overwhelming response and everybody coming back to do their Christmas shopping with us. It has been amazing. I've been blown away by it.
Yeah. The people who've been coming by, have they been mostly locals? Have you gotten some tourists? I know you're a little bit off of the main tourists area, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, our block is pretty much the up-and-coming. They're calling it the gateway to Central because it sat, you know, there was one place I won't mention, but since we've got the barbecue stand, you know, Don Southern Social has come in, and it's... We've been getting a lot of locals. They're coming in because they've passed by, but people from out of town, Dallas, Louisiana, I mean, so many Texas people are here. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's been more outside of Arkansas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
What do you think has been the biggest draw? Just the novelty of it or the fact that you're new or...
Some of it's the novelty, but believe it or not, I actually had a lady come in this weekend from Alaska. And she's always sent her kids Lazy One pajamas. You know, I'm not kidding when I say, I'm not just saying that. I've researched this place. And I had a couple that came in from Central Arkansas. We were closed Monday, but they drove all the way back, an hour and a half back to yesterday to buy their pajamas for their Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. But they knew Lazy One, and they've always ordered online. And when they heard we had one, it'll make you want to come back.
Right.
I don't know what it is, right. But I like it.
So I know you said you're not a franchise, but are there other Lazy One here in Arkansas, or are y'all pretty much the only one as far as you know?
We are only one of 16 brick and mortar. There's a lot of little, you know, in malls, little pop-up store. There's a lot of those, but I think Eureka, he's a brick and mortar. But no, I don't think there's very many in Arkansas. Since I'm here, you know, if you have a brick and mortar in a city, there can't be any pop-ups. I mean, we have the exclusive to this area.
So what made you decide to do this and go into a brick and mortar instead of trying to do something like out at the mall or something like that?
Because I go big if I do something. It's not to say me and my husband have actually talked about it. We may try to go into the mall and do, you know, just for people to see it in town that don't normally come to this area. You know, we're talking about maybe Hot Springs Village or stuff like that. But to get the biggest bang, you know, you can't, there is such there's so many options with this company as far as the clothing. You have to have at least a 2,000 square foot just to showcase thing, you know, to showcase. So I wanted it to be a bigger store. I mean, this is my life now, so I...
Right.
So, yeah.
So, do you have anything other than pajamas? I mean, like slippers, shoes, anything like that?
Or we have a whole wall of socks, slippers, booties, kids' booties. We have the big paw. We sell blankets, coffee cups, robes, hoodie, pajamas, dog clothes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're very dog friendly. We, Jake and Bella are sheepoos, and they come with us every day to work. So they're part of the package.
So pretty much y'all have got everything there to make somebody who likes to sit at home and relax have something to that they'll be able to find and enjoy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you mentioned Facebook. What all social media do y'all have, and what kinds of things do y'all do on there?
I'm just trying to get... I'm still working on the website, trying to get it up and going. But Facebook, we're just trying to get it out there. When we get new product in, we'll be on Instagram, probably Pinterest. I'm going to try to hit all. You know, it's just been a process. It's a lot to start a business. You know, it's this is the first for me. I've always ran a business,
right?
Not owned it. So it's just been a process. But now that we're able to breathe, we're trying to get all that up and going. So,
right. And what are your hours?
We're actually playing with that right now. You know, because a lot of people downtown are either closed on Monday or they're closed on Tuesday. But we did notice, you know, Mondays are kind of slow. So right now we're doing 10 to 5 Tuesday through Sunday. When the holidays get closer, we'll be open like big chains, you know, because I know a lot of people can't get down there until after work.
Right.
So we'll be staying open. On the weekends, we do stay open because we do get a lot of business from the restaurant downtown. So
right.
We try to get out of there Friday and Saturday about 7. So I just don't want to put anything on the window until we know, get the vibe of what's,
right.
You know, what's going on. But so, yeah, but I think we're going to be closed on Mondays.
Right.
Probably.
And, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, reach out, what's a good number? And, you know, where are y'all located? I mean, obviously, you know, like I mentioned a while ago that y'all were kind of on the far end of downtown. But what is your address, and what's a number where people can reach out to you if they've got any questions? Or
It's 911 Central Avenue. And our phone number is 501-538-9080.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. I enjoyed getting to talk to you and learn a little bit about what y'all have got going on there.
You can come see us.
Will do. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.